as many of our listeners are aware, KMUD News has been actively reporting and tracking marijuana enforcement activity funded by the Northern California Coalition to Safeguard Communities, or NCCSC, which is a nonprofit funded by the Howard Buffett Foundation. The NCCSC funds the tail number N487HB helicopter that is actively used for cannabis enforcement operations by the Humboldt Sheriff's Department. While working on figuring out what's behind the NCCSC and the recent uptick in enforcement activity, KMUD News has been in active contact with Sheriff William Hansel, who is also the president of the NCCSC. Meaning Sheriff Hansel leads a coalition that actively privately funds his own cannabis enforcement operations via grants. Conversations with the sheriff were tense at points, but he communicated clearly that he wanted to continue talking with KMUD News, including a direct comment that he would speak with us upon returning from a lobbying trip to Virginia. The trip to a DEA hearing on cannabis rescheduling was paid for by three states, Indiana, Idaho, and Nebraska, all of whom oppose moving cannabis from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. However, upon returning, Sheriff Hansel decided to recant on his previous statements and instead send a near-identical list of discussion topics we had sent him, this time to one of KMUD's volunteers. The volunteer approached KMUD News last week with Hansel's discussion topics, and needless to say, we were perplexed. While free speech is a huge part of KMUD's ethos, and anyone is welcome on our station's programming, Hansel's evasion of the professional news organization within KMUD was surprising. We communicated with Sheriff Hansel on these concerns and relayed that KMUD News is its own professional news organization separate from other KMUD programming. While the sheriff communicated that he would speak in future about an interview, he also expressed his feelings that our coverage is biased and that he felt that one of our volunteer hosts would be far more, quote, fair and balanced. It is not uncommon for journalists to be disrespected by public figures, and this behavior by Sheriff Hansel is not uncommon behind the scenes. However, going around KMUD News to book time on another KMUD show to discuss the exact same topics we brought up was certainly a unique reaction. We believe many in the community enjoy seeing public officials challenged by our news coverage, and we hope in the future that Sheriff Hansel can engage with us and challenge any part of our coverage that he disagrees with. We'd like to bring you some audio of Hansel from the show last night, which is KMUD's monthly Civil Liberties call-in show. While the sheriff mostly stated familiar talking points, he also made some interesting comments. Namely, we want to focus on what seems like contradictory points. First, with Sheriff Hansel explaining why the NCCSC helicopter has to hover over so many DCC-licensed cannabis farms.
This is how we do the aerial surveillance. And I know that we get complaints from licensed permitted growers because, you know, we have our marijuana deputies that are flying, that are circling different areas, and they see, you know, marijuana being grown outside. They don't have a permit map, essentially, that they can easily access, you know, from the air. So they may, you know, look at it, take a picture, you know, document from the air, and then locate, you know, get a precise location, a GPS location, you know, at that location. And then they'll go back, you know, to their office and they'll look at the permits, the maps, and say, okay, they have a license for state and local marijuana production. We're good. So they delete the pictures, delete the GPS, and they go on to the next one that they look at. You know, a lot of marijuana being grown still in Humboldt County. And so our job is to go after the illegal marijuana growers. And as you know, the price per pound is getting very low, and it's becoming very difficult to continue to make money, you know, when it comes to marijuana. And so our job is to make sure that the legal growers are supported. Our job is to make sure that we go after the illegal ones. So yes, it may be an inconvenience for us to fly over. You may hear the sound. It may be a little bit annoying. You know, they, you know, won't be there for long. It's usually about 5 minutes that they're flying over, and they're going on to the next site.
But why doesn't the Humboldt Sheriff's Department have accurate mapping of properties? Hansel's points on ignorance of location don't correlate with many DCC-licensed cannabis farms being visited multiple times by the NCCSC helicopter. Nor do they make a lot of sense considering an additional clarification he made during Wednesday night's conversation.
We can look at a map and we can look at satellite surveillance, and look at, different areas of the county that has, illegal structures on it. But for us to write a search warrant, we have to actually see it with our own eyes. And so that's what it takes someone in a helicopter flying over in order to write the affidavit to a search warrant and sign the probable cause statement saying to a judge, I saw marijuana being grown on this property. Here's the photo. Here's the GPS location. This is what I know about that parcel who doesn't have a permit. So that's why we have to fly over. If there was a better way that we could do it, we would do it.
So why can't the Humboldt Sheriff's Department check the live satellite images first, pick suspected sites, and then use the helicopter to look with their own eyes and seek warrants on specific sites instead of region-wide surveillance by helicopter? Something isn't adding up here, and it's precisely why we hope Sheriff Hansel will engage further with KMA News on this issue. The sheriff also spoke on the NCCSC itself, and unlike the coalition's own website, which focuses almost entirely on human trafficking, stated that the organization is focused on illegal marijuana, which he argues results in widespread human trafficking and organized crime. We are still waiting on any human trafficking cases from recent enforcement activity and haven't been presented with any evidence from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department. We hope to hear back from Sheriff Hansel and begin earnest discussions on the recent helicopter enforcement activity and NCCSC-assisted marijuana raids in Mendocino County. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.